Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boo! Who's scared yet? Anybody scared? I'm scared. I'm listening to myself and I'm scared already. We got what's going on with the Browns right now. I hate to start the day like that because it's one of those days. But Jeff's off today. I'm Andy Baskin. Across from me is my good friend Dan Menigan. He is sitting in today. Mackenzie's in with us today, too. One of those hot rumors that hit early in the week about disgruntled, not happy, has a little legs to it this morning. We're going to get into that here in a few moments. We're going to talk to Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com coming up at noon. And, of course, our good friend Tim May. You know what makes me happy? The Buckeyes make me happy. And we'll see how happy they make everybody tomorrow when they take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll be joined by Tim May from the Tim May Podcast with Clay Hall. Hi, Dan Menigan. How are you?
I am well. The rain has passed. The winds
didn't
were
so... Didn't it feel good?
How windy was it by you?
It was a little bit windy. We're a month off on the weather. Let's be honest. Everything just seems to have shifted a little bit. And so I think we're really lucky that this is really the first bad weather we've had, I think, this fall. And it's been a great... I mean, we went through an entire high school football season, regular season, without really having a cold Friday night. There weren't any this year. Compared to... I'm thinking back even... 3 years ago, it was like, chilly and just cold and nasty stuff coming down on Friday night. So hopefully the weather hangs out tonight for high school football first round of the playoffs tonight. So good luck to all those teams participating.
Oh, man, where I was on the west side, the wind was so much it blew over the no parking sign that was right next to us.
So you're allowed to park there now?
That'd be my guess.
Is it?
Either that or it took everything in me not to park the car when I saw it this morning and take the sign. But I was like, eh. You're 37. That's too old.
All right, so we're looking
at... too old to steal parking signs.
We're looking at tonight, partly cloudy and windy, low of about 42. So if you're out and about and you're trick-or-treating with the kids or you're hanging out in the driveway, having a few libations with your neighbor, which always seems to be fun. I think that's the thing I like about Halloween. It's not even about the costumes or the candy. It's about hanging out with your neighbor, seeing some friends for a while, and, you know, just chilling in the neighborhood, because I don't know. We don't spend a lot of time doing that, so.
Not about the costumes and the candy.
It really isn't. Not for me. It is not when you get old. I mean, and old is 19, kids. Sorry, I hate to tell you that. Or 21. Let's make it 21.
Yeah, you're older now.
Yeah, but you get to just chill, you know? I don't know. I was walking through Playhouse Square this morning. A lot of people are dressed up down here. It's kind of fun.
It's a blast. There's no downside to any of these things.
I do have to make a confession to start the show.
Oh, no. Are you an empty bowl guy? Are you already telling me you're going to go empty bowl?
No, I'm not going empty bowl.
Okay.
So, you know, I was at the store about a week ago, and I was going to pick up a giant bag of candy, right? Of just like, you know, you're like, you're good for tonight. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to back off on this because I know my wife is going to do this too, and then we're going to end up with double candy, right?
Right.
Happens all the time. So this year, I made the smart play and didn't pick up any candy. And what happened the next day as I walked into the house, what do we have? Giant bag of candy and Rice Krispie treats, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah, well... Somebody opened up the Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been Tropical Storm. Then Dad noticed that they were open, right?
Well, exactly. Now, hey, you're not the first one who did it. It's the same thing with, like, you know, the minute you see the light turn yellow and you kind of have the guy in front of you.
Yeah, it's the yellow light. 100%.
Yeah.
So I may have been chastised a little bit this morning because that box of 40 between Tropical Storm and myself was probably down to about 7.
Damn, good on you.
And I'm like, I'm like, I mean, is that really what a kid, do you want a Rice Krispie treat? Or do you want candy?
Oh, Rice Krispie treats are so good. I'm the weird
I love
kid,
them.
Though.
They're the greatest invention ever.
Oh,
one of the greatest inventions ever.
My world.
So I got busted. And so then I had to run out. I had to wake up early this morning, go find a store that was open, and replenish the Rice Krispie treats. But why should I be yelled at for what Tropical Storm was doing?
Exactly.
It's not like I ate 30 plus of those. And he's a growing boy.
I agree.
But I you know, so here I am out and about while everyone else is getting ready to do the show. I'm out trying to find Rice Krispie. Right? It wasn't very hard to find
Officer,
him.
Officer, the guy behind me ran the yellow too. What do you want me to tell you?
But I kind of debated it a little bit. I didn't eat them. I ate a couple. I did. It's so bad. Like you can't. I think you really have to wait until like at least 2-3 days before Halloween to buy the candy.
Oh, you're
because otherwise you're going
to
eat it.
Either that, or one member of the house has to hide it. That's the only other way that it works. Is you've got to hide it and basically make it so that nobody else on this in that house has any idea where the candy could possibly be hidden. That's
no way.
The only other way it works.
So I got busted. Just being honest. And confession.
We've got it hidden. The lady friend hid it in the house, and I still don't know where it is.
But did you look for it? That's the question.
No, not really.
You didn't?
I haven't been looking.
If you stumbled upon it, would you have eaten it?
No, because
you would have. No, don't be a liar.
No, I got adult candy that I'm not going to hand out. I got better candy.
What do you mean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What adult candy?
I got the lady friend's sister works at Ghirardelli
and hooked
us up.
I thought you were going to say you were handing out adult candy.
No.
You know
I'm
going with that, now legal. Yes.
We're not that kind of house.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
We're not
it's legal.
Yet.
I mean, it's not. It's not
legal.
It's not legal. It's decriminalized.
It's got to come with a warning label.
All right, let's go back to the big story of the day.
Like the Browns, they have to come with a warning label.
Do you want to play Charles Robinson's cut, or should I just kind of lay it out for you here?
You know what? Let's just play it.
Friend of the show, Charles Robinson, said this.
So, on 102.5 The Game down in Nashville, was asked about the trade deadline, had this to say.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett, and Howie'd give up like 3 first round picks for him, which, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board unless you're lucky. But yeah, so that's kind of like this rumor that's out there that, hey, like Howie would really love a shot at him. But again, I was told by the Browns they're not interested in moving him.
All right. Something like 3 first round picks? You walking away from that? If you can figure out the cap gymnastics around the whole thing and eating it and knowing that you have 2 first round picks next year and that you're probably looking at a third for next year and two for the next 2 years on top of yours. And I just think it's a you're 2-6, kids. You're 2-6. And I am never, ever, ever in favor of trading great talent. But yesterday I kind of convinced myself when I started looking back at the Joe Carter trade, when I started thinking about Bartolo Colon trade. And I was like, wow, man, like those two trades, the impact of giving up a major player to bring back some riches and some rewards on the other side of it. I mean, so those trades for the Indians/Guardians still in some ways, I'm sure you can track back, are paying dividends for the franchise and the organization. Are you willing to sit here and have that 0-16, 0-17, or 1-16 feeling again, 1-15, sorry, feeling again for the rest of this year to say to yourself, man, if Philly's willing to give up 3 first-round picks, you still got to get out from under the contract. You still got to get out from under Deshaun's contract. How many of these guys are going to be here? I feel really good about the rookie class that's here right now. Maybe they are the leaders of the future. I still don't know how I feel about letting the front office pick anybody. But this year they seem to have done a little bit of a turnaround, although they will be haunted by the two quarterbacks that they drafted in this, no matter what. You know, the rest of the draft outside of the quarterbacks seems like they've had winners, like winner, 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 right? And so you're going to look at that down the road, and you're still going to judge it based on the quarterbacks. And if I should say haunted, if either one of these quarterbacks doesn't work out, you're saying, well, why'd we waste that third-round pick again? Why'd we waste that fifth-round pick? For whatever it's worth. The problem with the Eagles on this, and you know, you and I were talking about it, if you send Myles Garrett to the Eagles, they're going to land at least in the Final Four, right? I mean, I don't think that that's... They're in the NFC Championship game, right? Is that...
Probably somewhere in there. Yeah, unless the offense craters, which is on the table.
All right, so let's just say, worst case scenario, they're not. They're what, quarterfinals?
Right.
So
they'll
now
make the, they'll make the playoffs.
You're looking at a draft pick, a first-round draft pick on the other side of 25.
Probably, yes.
So that's I think that's a fair assessment. And are you looking at a first-round draft pick on the other side of 25 for the next 3 years? Yeah,
probably,
you are.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. And you're looking at, I mean, essentially, you're looking at, and I'm just kind of doing the math, you know, say you did do a deal with Philly and you wanted to let him go. So you're looking at your first-round pick. You're looking at the
Jags
other first.
One.
Jags. Then you'd have the Eagles. And let's be honest, your second-round pick
is darn high.
It will be high, too. So, I mean, there are two different ways to look at it, right? You're essentially looking at, like, where you're looking at, you're probably looking at 4 picks in the top 35. Is that fair?
Makes sense, yeah.
Okay, 4 picks in the top 35. You don't think you can change this thing around pretty quick?
You can reboot this roster in a hurry. You can. So, for those of you asking... on the cap side of things, Jack Duffin does an awesome job for the Orange and Brown Report covering the cap.
Okay.
And he's got a piece out on Myles Garrett. You can give it a read if you want. I'll give you the cliff notes. Okay. Basically, yes, you can do that. Your dead cap number for this year would be $19.6 million. For next year, it would be $41 million. So, yes, you can do this. It would not, it would hinder you, but it would not bury you. Like, you can do this. Now, the question that I've kicking around in my head is the one that you laid out, which is, all right, so these picks are probably going to be 25 and below. Can I package those kind of picks and move up to get my guy? Can I package them to get my quarterback? Does that entice one of these teams
more? If you have 4 picks in the top 35, you could walk your way up to number one. And you know, I don't think you have to give up all of them either to do
it. If you're head over heels for one of those guys.
Yeah.
Or you do the roster rebuild the other direction, because there's two ways to do this. One of them is get my quarterback and then figure it out around the quarterback. The second one is build everything else and then drop my quarterback in it. This would set you up to go either direction.
The other part of this too, and let's bring this up in the next segment, if you're Andrew Berry, are you pulling the trigger on this? This is a... If you could do this, and again, remember, it's like winning the lottery. Okay, I have heard that before. I've also heard coaches aren't going to get fired, and then they get fired the next day, right? I mean, how often do we hear stuff like that? So whether you want to believe it or not, if you're sitting there at Andrew Berry's desk, and the Eagles call and say, let's make this work, we got 3 first-rounders, and who knows what else, for Myles Garrett, you're 2-6 and you're trying to figure out the future of the franchise. Are you pulling the trigger on it? Are you? Would you do it? 3 first round picks for Myles Garrett if Myles doesn't want to be here. That's the other part of it, because he's got the no trade part of it too. Myles would have to obviously say, I don't want to be here anymore, which he did around the Super Bowl. Does anyone remember that? And it wasn't because of us, the fans. It was because of the way things looked like they were going. Are they still going in the same direction that was explained to him when he signed the deal? I know there's all kinds of talk to say this isn't happening, but Charles Robinson saying, hey, look, there's some smoke on this. Is there fire? I don't know. What would you do? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.